Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Tiffany.
I'm Winnie.
And yesterday we were learning about makeup, and I didn't know a lot of our makeup routines or even our makeup products started from the ancient Egyptians.
Right. We talked about they used to use eyeliner and eyeshadow.
Yeah, they must have been really stylish people back then.
But for different reasons.
That's right. It's not like the reasons that we have for today where we buy makeup to look beautiful. Mm-hmm. Right? For example, they used eyeliner to keep their eyes safe from the sun.
And the green eyeshadow is more religious because they believe in afterlife.
Right, they believe in the afterlife. So, which is, you know, aside from the ancient Egyptians, mm-hmm. what is one makeup product that you cannot live without?
Ooh, I need foundation or sunscreen at least, 粉底液或者是 防晒乳, because the sun is killing your skin. What about you? Oh, you don't care so much about
your skin. Actually, I think I care a lot now.
Yeah.
So actually, this is a good reminder for me that, sunscreen is important
for everyone.
For everyone, because you have to take care of your skin. But, okay, besides the essential things, I think for me the most important is mascara and lipstick.
Oh,
I can't just pick one. I need these two things. I can't live without it. All right. But anyways, we can continue reading about the Egyptians because the Egyptians did care about the way they looked. And we can learn a little bit more about how their makeup routine is the same or different than the people today.
The importance of beauty in ancient Egypt.
Wigs. Both men and women wore wigs. They did this for two reasons. First, they often cut all their hair off to keep lice away. Lice couldn't live under the wigs. Second, the wigs showed a person's status. For example, royal Egyptians wore wigs of human hair. They often put precious stones in their wigs too. Perfume. In ancient Egypt, being clean and smelling good were important. People wore perfume to please the gods. Perfume also indicated that a person cared about their appearance. In the end, appearance was largely about pleasing the gods and staying healthy.
Please, 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 pleased, pleased. After their big fight, David tried to please Susan by giving her a gift. After their big fight, David tried to please Susan by giving her a gift. Indicate, 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 indicated, indicated. Stephen always wears expensive clothes to indicate that he is rich. Stephen always wears expensive clothes to indicate that he is rich. Care, 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 cared, cared. Anna really cares about her hair. She's always trying to make it look nice. Anna really cares about her hair. She's always trying to make it look nice. Healthy. Healthy. Michael is 85 years old, but he still looks strong and healthy. Michael is 85 years old, but he still looks strong and healthy. Okay, so last time we learned about why Egyptians, mm-hmm. Ancient Egyptians wore eyeliner and eyeshadow, mm-hmm. you know, why the eyes were important for them. Next, we're going to take a look at something a little bit more interesting. They used to wear wigs.
Wow, jaffa.
That's right, wigs. It says both men and women wore wigs. They did this for two reasons.
Wig 是假发 It's probably not popular nowadays. 但是以前的人不管是男生女生他们说这个古埃及人都会戴假发其中有两个原因 Why did they like wigs?
Okay, well first, they often cut all their hair off to keep lice away. Oh, so it was also just, first of all, it was for likeHealth issues, right? Because it's not fun to have lice in your hair.
Lice 是狮子，不是那个
Not lion,
不是动物园的狮子，是虫虫的狮子。不过现在因为卫生习惯都比较好，比较不会遇到这个问题。不过如果你看电影啊，或是历史，早期可能因为用水不方便，会有这个小虫虫长在你的头发里，然后就会让你很痒很痒。所以古埃及的人为了预防这个问题 ，they cut all their hair off， 干脆就把它们全部剪光光，这样就不会长狮子了。
Ooh,
but
it
doesn't look good, right?
Yeah,
with bald.
Not everyone can look good bald, I think. All right, so here it says, lice couldn't live under the wig. Second, the wigs showed a person's status. So wigs, the reason why ancient Egyptians wore wigs was because they didn't want to have the lice, right? Mm-hmm. And the second was the wigs showed how important you were. So status here just means like a position or a rank that someone has, in a society or a group of people, and it just shows you how important you are in this group or in this society.
Status 就是地位，比方说我们有 high status, low status, 就是地位的高低。那一般呢也会有社会地位 social status, 比方说医生啊、律师啊这些社会地位比较高，就是用这个字。所以除了卫生的因素，在古埃及里，假发也显示了一个人的地位。Does that mean the bigger your wig is, the higher status you have?
Probably, or maybe the more
fancy.
Like, fancy it is. I'm pretty sure it's something like that. I think it's kind of like the French, too. I remember the French, the higher their wigs are, the more important they are.
Wow.
But they had different styles back then, so Egyptians did not look like that. They did not have really, really high hair. Okay, let's continue reading. It says, for example, royal Egyptians wore wigs of human hair.Ah, okay, so it's the material that they use.
Yes.
Yeah, so royal, of course, just means it's relating to kings and queens.
Oh, 所以皇室的人戴的假发就是人发做成，就是跟材料有关系。那 royal 这个形容词就是皇室的皇家，比方说前阵子大家的话题可能都是 the royal wedding, 就是英国皇室的婚礼，就会看到这个字。所以有钱有权的人假发可能就看起来比较真 ，because the wigs were made with human hair, so they felt more real.
Yeah, it looked like real hair without the lice problem. Okay. And at the same time, it says they often put precious stones in their wigs, too. So when we talk about precious stones, these are things like diamonds or sapphires and emeralds, something very fancy and shiny.
Precious stones 就是宝石，比方刚刚举例到有这个钻石、蓝宝石、红宝石等等，总之就是宝贵的石头啦，其实就是 precious 的意思。那所以除了假发的种类，在假发上呢，还有宝石代表不同的地位。So if you are super rich, you get nice wigs and beautiful stones on it too.
Mm-hmm, that's right. All right, so besides wearing wigs, they also wore perfume. Okay, so it says in ancient Egypt, being clean and smelling good were important.
Wow. So is now, actually.
Yeah.
不只是古埃及啊，其实就是干干净净，闻起来香香的，现在也是很重要啦。所以这里我们用 V-I-N-G 动名词当主词，表示做这件事情 being clean and smelling good 这两件事情是很重要的。
I didn't know they cared so much about their looks too. Okay, and the reason why they wore perfume is it says people wore perfume to please the gods.
哦、oh, ，不过不是为了自己香香的让别人喜欢啦，而是对神的一种尊敬 to please the gods.
Right, please here is spelled P-L-E-A-S-E, please.It's a verb, and please here means to make someone happy or to make someone really satisfied. So they didn't want the gods to think that they're smelly, so they wore perfume and looked nice to make the gods happy. Now let's take a look at our sample sentence. It says, after their big fight, David tried to please Susan by giving her a gift. After their big fight, David tried to please Susan by giving her a gift.
That's smart.
Yes.
Please 在这里是动词的用法。那这个三态是 pleased, 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 后面一样加 d 就好。我们学过 please 呢表示请，就是一种礼貌的用语。比方说 Hey, can you open the door for me, please? 可以请你帮我开门吗？文章当动词的用法呢有取悦的意思，就是让别人开心或满意。比方这个例句就是大吵一架过后David 就是买礼物来取悦 Susan， 或者其他常见的用法有 be easy or be hard to please， 就是很容易或是很难取悦。像 the teacher is hard to please， you have to be almost perfect to get a good score， 老师很难取悦，很难满意，所以你几乎要非常完美才能够拿到好的分数。 So we know that perfume used to be something to please the gods.
Next, it says perfume also indicated that a person cared about their appearance. So if you use perfume, it means that you care about the way you look. Now, appearance is just the way you look on the outside.
Appearance 就是外貌形象，所以香水也是表示一个人很注重你的外貌。That's also still true for our times now.
Yeah, I agree. It says, perfume indicated that you cared about your appearance. Indicate is spelled I-N-D-I-C-A-T-E. Indicate. It's a verb and it means to show something or to suggest something. So for example, we can say, Stephen always wears expensive clothes to indicate that he is rich. Stephen always wears expensive clothes to indicate that he is rich.
Hate him already.
Yeah, I'm rolling my eyes at him.
Indicate 是动词，有表明、显示的意思。动词三态一样，也是 indicate, indicated, indicated， 后面加 d 就好。简单一点的动词呢，就是像 Tiffin 老师刚刚用 show 这个动词。一般呢，我们会像文章的用法，用 indicate 加 that 子句，显示 that 后面的这件事情。像例句就是 Stephen 总是穿着昂贵的服饰来显示他很富有，或者呢是 the study indicates that climate has changed.Over the years, 研究显示气候的确在过去几年间一直在改变。我们可以再看一次课文的句子，就是 perfume indicated that 显示后面 a person cared about their appearance 这件事。What does care mean?
Okay, care is first spelled C-A-R-E, care. And it's a verb and it means that when you care about something, it means that it is important to you. So that means that looking good, smelling nice,was very important to them because they wanted to make sure that the gods were happy. Now let's use care in a sentence. We can say, Anna really cares about her hair. She's always trying to make it look nice. Anna really cares about her hair. She's always trying to make it look nice.
Care 其实在中文也蛮常借来用，像中文口语我们就会说啊，他都不 care 啊，就是这个字，就是表示在乎、在意。但是不要这样中英文夹杂啦，我们可以用英文 he doesn't care。后面在乎什么事情可以加 about something or somebody 这样的句型。比方例句，我们看到 Anna really cares about her hair， 真的很在意她的头发，因为她总是把它弄得很好看。所以课文说使用香水显示你在乎你的外表，所以我说其实到现在。社会其实也还是很合乎事实啦。It is still true now.
Maybe it was passed down from the ancient Egyptians. Okay, next in the article says, In the end, appearance was largely about pleasing the gods and staying healthy. So the reason why they wore makeup or why they did these things was, first of all, largely to make the gods happy and also, of course, to stay healthy. Now,In the end, this phrase just means overall. So overall, the way they looked was about these two things.
这里我们看到 in the end 这个副词片语看起来好像跟结尾有关，不过我们会翻译成总之，的确会常出现在结论的这个段落。总之，在古埃及文化中，外表主要是为了取悦神明 and staying healthy.
And healthy is our word, power word. It's spelled H-E-A-L-T-H-Y. Healthy. It's an adjective and it means to have good health. You're not sick. You're not injured. And you can live for many, many, many years. That's what it means. For example, it says, Michael is 85 years old, but he still looks strong and healthy.Michael is 85 years old, but he still looks strong and healthy.
healthy 我们看到字尾的 y 表示是个形容词，把 y 遮起来就是 health， 就是健康名词的意思。 If you have good health means you are healthy， 所以 healthy 就是健康的，这样当形容词。比方我们看到例句就是 Michael 已经85岁，但是他看起来还是很强壮很健康。所以以前的人爱美不是真的因为他们很注重外表啦， They care a lot about their appearance， but it's because they respect their gods and they want to stay healthyAnd now we care about appearance because...
Because of, we want to, I don't know, I think we just want to look beautiful. And I think it's a lot of different things mixed together, right? It's seeing someone, seeing a famous person on TV, and you're like, I want to look like that too. Or maybe you might want to wear makeup because you want to impress a boy. You want to make this boy notice you.
Or that just makes you feel good.
Yeah, it makes you feel good. It makes you feel confident. So there's no harm in putting on a little makeup and to looking pretty and to feeling pretty, especially if it helps you feel good about yourself. So yeah, I think that's why a lot of us wear makeup now. All right, so let's go to our magic box first and we'll be right back with our review time.
Magic box!找亮点。
嗨，大家好，我是 Celine。我昨天看了一部戏啊，戏里的这个男主角和女主角很相配，后来却分手了。But in the end, they got back together。但最终他们却复合了。对，就是这么感人。但是呢，觉得感人之余，我们还是来看看 in the end 的意思。In the end 字面上就是最终的意思，不过除此之外它还有到头来还不是怎样的意味，例如 I didn't know what to eat for dinner. In the end, I went back home and ate ramen. 我不知道晚餐要吃什么，最后我就回家吃泡面。这里的 in the end 就有到头来的意思在。除了 in the end， 你应该也很常看到 at the end， 通常是在指故事的最后的部分啊，或者是某段时间的最后那一段。举例来说，如果要说故事最后怎么样，我们可以说 at the end of the story， 像是 they got married at the end of the story， 意思就是说故事最后他们结婚了。当然也可以加上时间，例如本周结束前你一定要做完这份报告，你就可以说 You need to finish the report at the end of the week. You need to finish the report at the end of the week. 但是要记得的是 at the end of the day 还有别的意思哦，这个短语跟 in the end 比较像，都是最终到头来不管怎么说的意思。有些外国人超爱说的，像是 At the end of the day, you have to decide for yourself. At the end of the day, you have to decide for yourself. 最后不管怎么样，你都要为自己下决定啊。诶，这个 at the end of the day 就不是真的只说在那天最后的时候，而是引申成到头来。那最后我们再来验收一下吧。我们想去美国，但最后却去了欧洲，这句话的英文该怎么说呢？别走开，答案即将揭晓哦。The answer is, we wanted to go to the US, but in the end, we went to Europe. 你答对了吗？
Wait for it! It's review time! 复习时间到喽！
Alright, so our review time for today is we're going to try to make new sentences with the words that we have. So see if you guys can make...new sentences and really understand how to use these words. Okay, so should I go first?
Sure.
Okay. I like to stay healthy, so I eat a lot of salad or I eat a lot of vegetables and stay healthy. Stay and exercise. I already used healthy and exercise.
That's good for you. 所以就是吃很多蔬菜，然后还有运动。
Yes, to stay healthy. That's right.
That means you really care about your health.
That's right, I do.
I just use another word power word.
That's right. I care a lot about my health. And, okay, we can bring it back. This indicates that you are a healthy person. Right? We can always bring it back. Or this red dot indicates that I finished my homework. for example. Oh. So, or this check mark indicates my homework is done. So, indicate means to show something.
所以这个红勾勾、红点点就表示 you finish your homework, 你做完功课了。
Let's see if we can connect the stories together.
When I finish... Finishing my homework on time really pleases my teacher.
Yeah. And we did a good job. We used all words and they kind of related to each other. So, yeah, I do my homework to please my teachers or I must please my parents or something like that. So you can also try writing using these four words in a whole paragraph and see if you can do that.
That's hard.
Yeah, but we did it. It was easy, right?
Yeah.
It was easy to connect all these together. All right, so that's all the time that we have for today. We hope you guys enjoy the article, and we'll see you guys soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
The importance of beauty in ancient Egypt.
Wigs. Both men and women wore wigs. They did this for two reasons. First, they often cut all their hair off to keep lice away. Lice couldn't live under the wigs. Second, the wigs showed a person's status. For example, royal Egyptians wore wigs of human hair. They often put precious stones in their wigs, too. Perfume. In ancient Egypt, being clean and smelling good were important. People wore perfume to please the gods. Perfume also indicated that a person cared about their appearance.In the end, appearance was largely about pleasing the gods and staying healthy.
Please, 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 pleased, pleased. After their big fight, David tried to please Susan by giving her a gift. After their big fight,David tried to please Susan by giving her a gift. Indicate, 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 indicated, indicated. Stephen always wears expensive clothes to indicate that he is rich. Stephen always wears expensive clothes to indicate that he is rich.Care, care, care, cared, cared. Anna really cares about her hair. She's always trying to make it look nice. Anna really cares about her hair. She's always trying to make it look nice. Healthy, healthy.Michael is 85 years old, but he still looks strong and healthy. Michael is 85 years old, but he still looks strong and healthy.